Okay, please find a comfortable posture. Keep your back straight. Gently close your eyes. Take few deep, long breaths. Release. Then relax your body. Relax your mind. Now send your loving thoughts towards yourself, thinking, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards your family. Family members, be well, be happy, be peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards whole world. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. Now slowly turn your attention to your breath. Every breath you take in, you take out is taken mindfully. Focus on your natural, ordinary breath. wanders, that is the nature of the mind. No need to control it. Be a silent observer. Now observe your mind, observe your body. Your body is relaxed, your mind is calm, tranquil and peaceful. Now bring your palms together close to your heart. Make a wish for yourself, your inner journey. And also you can send the prayers, somebody who need blessings. Even you can think of your departed ones. May peace be with you. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Okay. We did the 40 minutes meditation. Today a little longer. Okay. So anybody has any questions to ask? About your practice? Is there any doubts what you are doing? Don't be shy. How is your practice going? Yeah? Getting better? Is still difficult? What are the challenges you have? I think, Gus, what you experience is very common. It is so normal. It is not something abnormal. Always the nature of the mind wandering around, right? Going back and forth. If you are trying to stop it, there's another issue. So I always telling we are going against the nature of the mind. So it doesn't work like that. Only thing, we have to be very compassionate what mind does and being aware about it, you know, mind going here and there all the time. Then what you do is really good. You know, you recognize it. My mind is going this direction or that direction. And so, you know, repeat those three words, well, happy and peaceful. Then bring it back to your breath. So when you are doing again and again and again, then it's become another condition of your mind. Then mind get trained to be more in the one place. You know, that's why we call them, you know, meditation training. Very interesting, right? Very. So our life always memories, past memories or future dreams. Those are the two things we always going back and forth. You know, whatever good or bad memories always keep coming when you are sitting. Oh, we are thinking about what we are going to do something in future. Now how difficult to be in the present moment, right? It is always happening. So, you know, every time, you know, I was struggling with that too many years ago, because how am I going to stop that? When I'm trying to stop that, always another frustration, another stress I'm adding into my basket. So therefore, I don't want to see the meditation become another stress for you or another job, because we have enough stress to handle. So after you come to the temple or sitting on the cushion and you are trying to practice, then you are having that some kind of expectation. This is the way I want to be, but it is not happening where you are wishing. And so mind always go whatever way he wants to do. It's a very interesting story. There was a, during the Buddha's time, there was a, two monks, senior monk, he's a uncle of the young monk. You know, his teacher is the uncle. And so he became a monk under the uncle's supervision. Then the senior monk is keep giving him instructions. So what happened during the process, this young monk is not really focusing. Then one day the senior monk said, oh, this job doesn't work for you. Right? Now he's a little upset. And so, but anyway, you know, traditional Buddhist way, you know, always we are really respecting the senior. It doesn't matter, sometimes he's tough, or doesn't matter, we have respect to him. So sometime in the, you know, hot summer day, we are fanning the teacher, you know, helping, you know, always doing lots of things for the teacher. That's a traditional way. So then this uncle, teacher, he was telling, you know, it doesn't work for you, you have to find another way. Now this young monk, he was kind of upset about it, you know, but still he's doing the job and fanning to the teacher, right, while he's talking like this. So then he was thinking, yeah, he doesn't like me anymore. Now he's fanning, right? He doesn't like me anymore. I'm really upset right now. I'm going to disrobe. Now he's doing the job, you know, fanning. And so I'm going to disrobe. Then after I disrobe, I cannot live by myself. I want to have a girlfriend. So then I'm going to marry her. Still fanning to the teacher, right? And then he was thinking, then I have a child. Now I'm married, I have a child, but still I love my teacher, uncle. One day I will traveling with my wife and my child to see my monk uncle. Try to call the monkle. So, right, you know, see my monkle. And so that's what my nephew called me, monkle. And so when, you know, still he's fanning, you know, so then on the way we are using a little cart or to travel. And so my wife holding the baby, and you know, he's just making the mental story, holding the baby, then she dropped the baby, you know, accidentally. Then I get mad with my wife. Then I hit her, you know, on her head. Then what he did, he hit the teacher on the fan. It's a true story, you know. Then he was so upset, you know. Then teacher, he's very smart, enlightened monk, he said, oh, you are thinking I'm your wife, huh? So he was reading his mind, and then he tried to escape from the teacher. Then Buddha came to the story and helped that young monk, and finally he attained the enlightenment. And now think about, we are doing the same kind of story most of the time in our life. It is not even happen, something about the past, something about the future, always going back and forth. Very difficult to find this present moment. So it's very interesting. Therefore, we have to be a little bit more carefully observe. So when you see your mind is always going back and forth, you know, the different direction, how do you feel? You get a little sad or upset? I cannot focus or something?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sometimes you have those expectations of where you should be at this point.
Right.
Oh, I should be better at this.
Right. Actually, don't set up a goal.
No, I mean, I realize it.
Right.
I tell myself.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard. It just comes.
You know, if you think, you know, that it is the destination to go, then we had to work so hard to reach to that place. There is no place to go. Like, this is the place where it is. You know, instead of enjoying the right now, when we set a destination to go, then it's become another job. And that's how you get the frustration. It's a journey. Still we are working on the journey, working on the path. But on the path, it's like a river, right? So it's still moving and flowing. So we have to adjust to the according to the stream. That's the only thing we can do. Otherwise, it's really challenging. So therefore now, what I do, maybe Bill already heard that, I call it sometime aimless meditation. Yeah, aimless meditation. Because always we have an aim to focus on something. Now I do aimless meditation. Just be, not do. Just be. When you are sitting, usually in the morning after I make my coffee, there's a chair in my room, so I just sit there. I just be. I'm processing and thinking, but I'm aware about that feeling, what I'm thinking, instead of trying to do something. Some days I come here in the early morning, then I meditate here, and, you know, every day I do the different ways. I don't have a very set, you know, the rules or the way to do it, because I'm trying to do different things as my practice. Some day I'm just sitting and enjoying my coffee as a meditation, and some day early morning I come here and sit and meditate too. It depends on how I feel that day. Because in the beginning, I was doing exactly the following the schedule. So now I don't feel I had to follow the schedule anymore. I want to live by what I learn, what I practice. So that's helped me a lot. So I saw the other day, when you are walking around the square, you know, he was in the bike and, you know, at night. So that's another, you know, just do something, but you can be aware about it. So now sometimes you are painting, it's a really good job, right? And it's really focus on that moment, what you are doing. That's become a part of meditation too. Otherwise, meditation and life become totally two different things. So how about meditation and life become one? It's so helpful. Yeah. Anything else? Okay then. So thank you so much for coming and have a good day. Hope to see you. This is my last day here at the temple. Now I'm leaving Thursday. Go to Europe for 1 month of teaching in Switzerland and Austria. And so then after that I go to Sri Lanka to do my annual charities. So I will see you soon after maybe 2 months. Okay? Thank you. Please stand up.